Expert HR Weekly, compliance, good practice and benchmarking for UK HR professionals.
Hello and welcome to Expert HR Weekly with me, Susan Dennehy. Private sector organisations have predicted their pay awards for the coming year, with 9 in 10 expecting to award pay rises, according to Expert HR's Pay Forecast Survey 2015. Expert HR Pay and Benefits Practice Editor Joe Jacobs is with me to discuss organisation pay attentions for the year ahead, including the medium pay award expected. Welcome to Expert HR Weekly, Joe.
Thank you.
So your research unveils the level of pay awards that organisations are predicting for the year ahead. And this comes at a time when there's a lot of discussion about the recent growth in the economy. Can you set the scene for us? Are organisations feeling optimistic about pay awards in the coming year?
Yes, they are. Our survey only covers the private sector, as much of the public sector is covered by the government's pay policy of restricting pay awards to around 1%. But 9 in 10 private sector organisations are expecting to award pay rises, and none are expecting pay cuts. This is good news, especially as the survey covers 266 organisations. But there is, however, a downside.
And your survey, it goes up to February 2016.
Yes, that's correct.
And can you tell us a bit about those downsides that you've just mentioned?
Well, although we're hearing cries of optimism about wage growth from the Bank of England and other economic commentators, the reality is that pay awards predicted are fairly subdued.
When you say subdued, what is the median pay award predicted to be?
It's predicted by organisations for the year ahead to be 2%.
And do you think employees will find 2% disappointing then?
Well, not disappointing, but employers have had years of restricted pay growth, some since 2009. And given that this is a medium, some organisations will award below this rate, and a small percentage, about 5%, do expect a pay freeze in the coming year.
Does 2% compare with the current level of pay awards that we've been seeing to date?
Well, most organisations say their next pay award will be the same as the previous year. Employers will really be hoping for a higher pay rise by now, but our latest pay figures show median awards of 2% for the 3 months to the end of February, and that pay awards have now been stuck at a median of 2% for 6 months.
And how does the median pay award compare to the rate of inflation? As we know, the rate of inflation is a good indicator, which is commonly used as a measure of pay setting.
Well, interestingly, the predicted award at the median is above the rate of retail prices index inflation, RPI, which is now 1%. So if we were only looking at this measure, 2% would be good news, as pay awards have been below this level of inflation for many years.
And as you say, the figures between January and February have seen a fall of 0.1% according to the Office of National Statistics. So is it good news for employees that pay awards have finally risen above the rate of RPI inflation?
It is good news, but significantly, the reality is that inflation is very low rather than the pay awards being high.
Are there any significant differences between the different sectors when it comes to these pay rises?
Well, if we look back at median pay awards, the manufacturing and production sector awarded a pay rise of 2.5% over the past year, while private sector services sector awarded 2%. So the two sectors are expecting to be in line over the next year, with both now predicting 2% increases. So we'll see if these sectors do end up paying similar levels of pay rises to each other.
So I think you're saying it's a case of wait and see.
Yes, that's right.
And do organisations feel the need to recognise low or no pay awards that have been made in the previous years?
A few do. We're seeing one organisation in 10 awarding catch-up pay to make up for low awards. So as an example, one of our respondents said its pay award had been below the level of inflation for 6 out of the last 7 years. So this organisation will be awarding catch-up pay this year, as they think the trade unions will want to make up some of that lost ground.
And will organisations have the same budget for pay awards this year compared with, say, last year?
No, there's optimism on this front. Almost all organisations expect the pay bill budget to either stay the same or increase, with about 63% expecting an increase.
OK, well, that sounds like good news, but what are organisations saying about any steps they expect to take to control the pay bill for this year?
Well, 1 in 5 don't plan to replace leavers, which is known as natural wastage, and around 1 in 6 plan to reduce overtime or overtime payments, award lower pay rises than normal, and or make redundancies.
And do you expect many organisations to take steps like these?
Surprisingly, 44% of organisations don't expect to take any steps. And this supports the fact that economic recovery is gaining momentum, as these organisations aren't planning to do anything specific to control the pay bill.
And have organisations stated what pressures they are under for the forthcoming year?
Yes, organisations specify the pressures that are pushing pay awards up and those that are keeping pay awards low.
Can you tell us a bit about the factors that are pushing pay awards up then? What are some of these factors?
Well, most organisations are actually experiencing the same pressures as each other, with about 2/3 saying that recruitment and retention factors, pay levels in the same industry, and the organisation's performance and ability to pay are all likely to push pay awards up in the coming year.
So it's the usual factors. And what about factors pushing pay awards down?
Well, the most common is inability of organisations to raise the prices of their products or services and the organisation's performance and or ability to pay. But each of these does only affect 25% of organisations. And we've also got pensions that are still high on the agenda. Pay awards in approximately one in five organisations are under pressure from pension costs, both generally and also due to the introduction of pension auto-enrolment.
And were there any other findings in the survey that stood out, Jo, having asked organisations about pressures on their pay awards?
Well, yes, it's interesting to find that the living wage is slightly more of an influence on pay awards than the national minimum wage. The living wage is cited as an influence by 33% of organisations, compared with 27% citing the minimum wage.
That's interesting. The living wage is having an impact on pay awards, even though there's no statutory requirement on employers to take it into account. So even though it's a small percentage difference, the living wage appears to be having more of an influence on pay awards than the national minimum wage does.
Yes, this could be because organisations wish to pay slightly above the adult national minimum wage, which is currently £6.50. So the living wage at £7.85 outside London is a good marker for them.
And it's slightly higher, isn't it, at £9.15 inner London?
Yeah.
That seems to me a significant difference between the two rates you just stated, £6.50 and £7.85 for the living wage. Did organisations share their opinions on the living wage in the survey?
Yes, they did. And in our survey, more than two-thirds say that the government should take action to encourage employers to pay workers at least the rate of the living wage. But we did find that almost 70% of our sample are already paying all their employees more than the hourly rate of the living wage.
So are you saying that the living wage has the potential at least to become an even stronger determinant on organisations' pay levels than the government's current national minimum wage?
Potentially it does. While some organisations are explicitly committed to paying the living wage, a lot of organisations say they have no commitment, but none of their workers are being paid below this rate. So this does seem to indicate that the living wage is featuring on more organisations' radars, albeit unofficially.
I think it's fair to say that's quite a surprising result. And what do employers think about the national minimum wage rate and how it compares to the living wage?
Well, we asked organisations about the national minimum wage before the government announced that an increase will come in from this October. And most organisations said that the national minimum wage was too low. An overwhelming 92.5% of organisations said it should be increased from October. And more than a third of these felt it should be raised to the level of the living wage.
The national minimum wage still has a relevant role in setting pay in some sectors more than others. And back in January, Chancellor George Osborne and some trade unions were calling for it to increase to at least £7 from October 2015. What did employers think of this?
Well, sometime before the Low Pay Commission recommended the government to increase the national minimum wage rate to £6.70 per hour, there were several discussions about a £7 an hour figure. So we asked our respondents about that £7 per hour rate, and almost three quarters of them agreed that the national minimum wage should be increased to this level. So the general feeling is that from October, the national minimum wage does need to be higher.
So despite the subdued 2% median pay award forecast for the year ahead, there's still a lot of optimism among organisations with pay rises for most. More pressures pushing pay awards up rather than down, and a clear belief the lowest paid should receive pay at the level of the living wage at least, rather than the national minimum wage. So can we be upbeat about pay awards in the year ahead?
Well, organisations seem to think so. Almost two-thirds agree that employers will expect higher pay rises in the coming year, and the same proportion expect to take on more employees over the next year.
So that is all sounding very positive.
Yes, there seems to be an air of positivity for most organisations, so we can only hope the economy will continue to gain strength and higher pay awards will materialise. Median pay awards of 2% may be the predicted pay rate for the year 2015-16, but this increase is subdued, so it would be good to see pay awards rise above this level by this time next year.
Thank you for that, Jo. You can read the full results of the Pay Forecast Survey 2015 on Expert HR and see the full data on benchmarking. That brings us to the end of this week's Expert HR Weekly, which you've been listening to with me, Susan Dennehy, and Jo Jacobs. Thanks again, Jo.
Thank you.
We're back again next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.
Expert HR Weekly, the latest from experthr.co.uk, the award-winning subscription service for HR professionals.